The TerraCube Android phone takes a different approach to sustainability. On February 26th, in the Tech Republic newsletter, by Jack Wallen. The TerraCube is one of the best ratios of performance to price to sustainability on the market. TerraCube is a unique company within the Android market. They claim to be the world's most reliable smartphone, but they accomplished this feat in a way no other company has dared to attempt. Let me set the stage. On average, a person will keep a smartphone for about 2 years. After that 2 years, one of two things happen. One, the user gets upgrade-itis. Two, the phone fails and must be upgraded. Those are the two most common reasons why users abandon their devices. In some cases, those perfectly viable phones being left behind are traded in for a pittance or handed down to children. On the other hand, some of those devices no longer function properly. That's where TerraCube comes in. Instead of selling a device that may be jettisoned after 2 years, the company takes an approach that could have users retaining those phones for twice as long. With users keeping their devices for 4 years instead of two, they gain a level of sustainability that many other manufacturers cannot achieve. With fewer TerraCube phones finding their way into e-waste, the environmental impact is lessened. Considering that over 135 million smartphones are tossed away in the U.S. alone, this is an idea long overdue. Warranty. But how can a single company help to change the disposable nature of consumer electronics? Simple. First, they offer a 4-year warranty on their phone. The warranty includes a free battery change and covers parts, labor, and factory defects, and two-way shipping costs. TerraCube also offers an express replacement option, so you'll never be without a phone. Of course, the warranty isn't the only reason that the TerraCube is an important option for those trying to lessen their carbon footprint. Repairs. If your TerraCube phone develops an issue not covered by the warranty, the company offers $39 flat fee repairs, no matter what's wrong with your device. This repair option covers everything from water damage to cracked screens and drained batteries. Once you buy a TerraCube, you can be certain, for as long as the company stays in business, your phone will last for 4 years. To make this even better, the $39 price includes parts and two-way shipping. No other smartphone company can match that offer. Specs. To be certain, the TerraCube is a mid-range device. You shouldn't expect anything more at the $249 price point. But don't let that low price fool you. The TerraCube performs way above its pay grade. To be certain, this is no Google Pixel 4 or Samsung Galaxy S20. But at this price, it should be considered a contender for anyone looking for the best ratio of performance, price, and sustainability. The full spec sheet looks like. Processor, MediaTek Helo P60 2.0 GHz octa-core. Operating system, Android 9.0. Display, 6.2-inch, 1080 by 2280 pixels, resolution IPS. RAM, 6 gigabytes. Storage, 128 gigabytes internal with microSD/dual SIM tray. Cameras, rear, 12 megapixel with a 5 megapixel depth sensor. Front, 8 megapixel. Connectivity. Wi-Fi 802.11a/b/g/n/ac. Bluetooth 5.0 FM radio. Cellular bands, GSM 850, 900, 1800, 1900, and LTE 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 12, 13, 17. Battery, 3400 milliamp hours. Dimensions, 157 by 75.5 by 7.7 millimeters and 176 grams. The device isn't going to blow away the competition, but it certainly isn't going to be left in the dust by the majority of Android smartphones. After using the TerraCube regularly for over a week, I can happily report this smartphone will satisfy most users. And for Android purists, TerraCube doesn't add anything of their own into the mix. In fact, the included app list is about as bare bones as you can get while retaining all of the usual googly bits. The only variance to stock Android is the device-specific camera app, which could use a bit of polish. The camera app doesn't offer anything resembling portrait mode or night sight, but it does at least include a handy built-in picture cropping tool. Even so, the camera is probably the only weak spot on the device. With my daily driver Google Pixel 4, I never get a bad photo. The TerraCube requires a bit more work to get a good pic. Reader's note, the article referenced a picture showing the difference between the TerraCube and Pixel 4 cameras. Although the camera isn't bad when you compare it to a flagship camera, it certainly falls short. But a strong camera game isn't what the TerraCube is about. Anyone looking to have the best camera on the market in their pocket will be turning to the likes of Google or Samsung. The TerraCube is about responsibility and sustainability. If that's what you're looking for, you probably won't find a better option in the mobile space. And considering you get an outstanding mid-range phone in the process, TerraCube is a win-win for everyone.